Good. All right, we'll say good morning. So today's daf is daf yud. So we are going to pick up again at the Mishnah, top of the daf. Amar. And we'll say, in this case is going to sound very strange at the outset, for a good reason, because it is. So look what the Mishnah writes. Amar. So a person says the following. Amra para zu hareni nezira im omedes ani. If a person said, this cow just said to me that it will be a nazir if it stands up. Now, obviously, we're going to see exactly what this means in a little bit. So again, a person says, this cow told me that it will be hareni nezira, I will be a nazir, referring to the cow, im omedes, if I stand up, or Omer, hadeles hazeh hareini nezira im niftachani, or someone says, this door said that it will be a nazir if it is opened. So what's the halacha in these cases? Beis Shammai omrim nazir. So Beis Shammai says that such a person is a nazir. Ubeis Hillel omrim eino nazir. And Beis Hillel says, no, in such a case, the individual is not a nazir. So Amr Rabbi Huda says, Af kishomru Beis Shammai, even when Beis Shammai says that such a person is a nazir, lo omrim ela beomer hare parazu alai karban im omedesi. It's talking about a case where a person says, this para, this cow, should be an offering to me if it's, I should say, hare parazu alai karban, this animal should be like a karban to me if it stands up. Okay, so let's say, so at first glance, a very nonsensical Mishnah in terms of talking animals or talking doors and nidre nizirus. So what's happening over here? So the Gemara asks a very simple question. Para mika mishtaya, do cows talk? Right? What do you mean? Again, the case of the Mishnah is, person says, the cow said, if I stand up, I'm going to be a nazir. So do cows talk? So let's say, therefore the Gemara says, no. The case of the Mishnah obviously must be something different. Amar Rami Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama said, Hachav am I asking on what's the case here? Kegon shahaisa para revutsa lefanov. So we'll say the case over here is where the cow is literally laying down in front of me. Va'amar, and the vower, the person says, kisvura para zu eina omedes. This cow looks like literally it's not going to get up. Hareini nazir mibsara im amda me'eleha. So a person says, so the cow looks a little bit lazy. So the person says, essentially, it doesn't look like the cow's going to get back up. So I will become a nazir from its meat if it stands up by itself. So a person is making a neder. If this cow stands up by itself, I will become a nazir from its meat. They're both saying, now obviously, so what we've just done is two things. First of all, we've clarified what the Mishnah is talking about, and obviously it's not the cow talking, but rather it's the person speaking, I guess, you know, through his inner cow. You know, the person is, you know, everybody's got to find their inner cow. So a person is going ahead and speaking, so to speak, projecting on the cow. The cow is sitting there saying, oh, I'm never going to be able to get up. So the person says, if the cow gets up by itself, I will hereby be a nazir from its meat. I must say that obviously, nazir from its meat is an interesting verbiage as well, because obviously meat has nothing to do with nazirus. So now says the Gemara the following. What happens? The amda me'eleha. And now the animal got up by itself. So we'll say, so let's play this out. So one more time. The cow is sitting, laying down in front of me. I say to myself, boy, that cow's probably thinking to itself, it's never going to get up. And therefore I make the following neder. If the cow gets up by itself, I will be a nazir from its meat. If it gets up by itself, I'll be a nazir from its meat. And then it gets up by itself. So we'll say, so what's the halacha? So meaning the cow did get up by itself. So the question now is, what is the impact of the neder that I made? So I both say, remember again, how did Beis Shammai passed in the Mishnah? Beis Shammai passed in the Mishnah that if I made this type of neder, then what? Then I am in fact a nazir. And Beis Hillel says, I'm not. Says the Gemara, they both went according to their shitos. Why? So the Gemara says, Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai, da amri, mina grogros, u mina devela, havi nazir. Hacha nami ki amar bibsara havi nazir. So the Gemara now suggests that the truth is this is just like our Mishnah from yesterday. What happened in our Mishnah yesterday? A guy says, Harini Nazir min ha mina grogros umina dvela. Person says, I am hereby a Nazir from pressed figs and from dried figs. So what did Beis Shammai say? Beis Shammai said that halacha lemaisa, the person is a Nazir. For all of the reasons that we saw yesterday, either because tfos lashon rishon, we look at the first thing the person said, or perhaps because he recognized that when he says grogros and dvela is trying to get out of his neder, but the neder itself is binding because naziros is like hekdish, whatever the logic is, but Beis Shammai is already on record as saying that if you say hareini nazir, even if you link that neder to something that has nothing to do with nazirus, nevertheless, the neder nazirus is good. Therefore, so too over here in our Mishnah, what's happening? The cow is laying down in front of me. I saying to myself, that cow is probably saying to itself, it's never going to get up. And I say, okay, hareini nazir min abasar, I am nazir from meat if that animal gets up by itself. Sure enough, the cow gets up by myself. That activates my neder, and therefore Beis Shammai says that I am a nazir. Because hareini nazir min abasar is no different than saying, I am a nazir from the figs, like we saw yesterday, to which Beis Shammai says, you are a nazir. Ubeisilo omrim, lo havi nazir. And Rabbi say Beis Hillel goes according to his logic. And remember, Beis Hillel's logic is that what? That such a statement does not trigger a neder nazirus. That when you link your neder nazirus to some statement that has nothing to do with nazirus, so what are you essentially doing? You're getting out of your neder nazirus. You're canceling it. And remember, again, or the other possibilities, he holds like Rabbi Meir, that tefos lashon acharon, look at the last expression a person makes. The point is that according to Beis Hillel, there is no neder nazirus. Therefore, Rabbi say what the Gemara is suggesting is that the case of our Mishnah is pretty much the same exact principle as the previously mentioned, as the previous expressed Mishnah. Mm-hmm. Namely, the idea that when you make a neder nazirus and then link that neder to something that has nothing to do with nazirus, whether it's figs, abstaining from figs, or abstaining from meat, Beis Shammai says it's a valid neder nazirus, Beis Hillel says it's not. To which the Gemara says, okay, but v'ha amrua Beis Shammai chadazinna. So if that's what you're telling me, that this Mishnah is expressing the same exact theme and sentiment as what? As the previous Mishnah, then what's the kasha? Why do I need this Mishnah? Because I understand the point of Mishnayos is to teach principles. If the principle has already been taught, I don't need to bring a million different cases to illustrate the same principle. Now again, we'll say it's one thing if in one Mishnah I use multiple examples. Okay, but to go to multiple Mishnayos using different cases but illustrating the same exact principle, the Gemara says that's a waste of time. So if all this is the same case as hareini nazir, I am a nazir from the figs, just instead of talking about figs, you're talking about meat, then why the need to say it? To which the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Amar Rava, tarti tlas. So Rava says the truth is, this concept has to be expressed two times and even three times. Because most remember, again, we essentially have three different cases. Right? Case number one ultimately is where the guy says, Hareini nazir min agrogros, I'm a nazir from the figs. Case number two is where he says, Hareini nazir min habasar, I'm going to be nazir from meat. And case number three is what? Where he says, Hareini nazir if the door opens. Right, if the door opens, then I'm going to be a nazir. So both say, so now seemingly they all express the same basic idea, and all three of them are the same machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So why do I need? So comes along Rava, and Rava says the truth is you need all of them. You need two, you need three. The chintani Reb Chiya tarti tlas, and so Reb Chiya said I would need it whether it said two cases or whether it said three cases. The chin amra boshia tarti tlas. So Reb Chiya said we need all the cases. And I'll tell you why. I've also listened to this. It's quite interesting. Di'i itmar baha grogros udvela. Because had the Gemara, had the Mishnah just taught me the halacha by grogros and dvela. Just follow this. Had the Gemara just taught the first Mishnah, and in the first Mishnah, what's happening? I say, hareini nazir mina grogros mina dvela. I'm a nazir from the dried figs and from the pressed figs. So had the Mishnah just taught that halacha, hasam hu da'amri Beis Shammai havi nazir, I'd say in that case, that's where Beis Shammai paskins, that is a valid neder nazirus. Why? Mishum demichlefan ba'anavim. Because it also, here's what's interesting. You know, figs and grapes are in the same family. Now, not really, but you understand, they both grow on trees, right? You can understand how a person could kind of make a mistake when saying that they're prohibiting figs, but they really mean to prohibit grapes. So perhaps it's in that case where we attribute the fact that a person said, I really nazir, I'm a nazir from the figs, to pretty much they're just getting mixed up. Right? They're not actively trying to change the laws of nazir. So I'm just a little mixed up. That's where Beis Shammai says, okay, we understand what your intent was. Your intent was to become a nazir, and therefore you're a nazir. However, but I both say again, if a person says, Hareini nazir min abasar, I am hereby a nazir from meat. So the truth is, meat and grapes are not something that people mix up. And therefore, l'maisa, in that case, I would have said that what? That perhaps, even according to Beis Shammai, that does not trigger a neder nazirus. Therefore, again, I need both of those cases. V'i itmar basar. And if it would have just taught me the halacha by meat, namely in a case where a guy says, Hareini nazir min habasar, I'm a nazir from meat. So in that case, Beis Shammai says that I'm still a nazir. Why? Because Hachu da'amr Beis Shammai havi nazir bebisra v'chamra. Because what is the guy saying? This is very interesting. When he says I'm a nazir from meat, what is he really saying? From meat and wine, right? So there are certain things that just go very perfectly together, right? So meat and wine is certainly one of them. So when the guy goes ahead and says, I am a nazir from meat, what he means is meat and wine. Okay, so meaning he's in the ballpark. And since he's in the ballpark, okay, it happens that he's including meat. So meaning he's using meat, really, not as much to focus on the meat, but much more as an expression of the wine. So that's the case where Beis Shammai will say, okay, that's a valid neder nazirus because, again, he's within the ballpark. Aval grogros utvelelo, but perhaps in a case where he says, Harini nazir from the figs, I'm a nazir from the figs, where figs have nothing to do with grapes, with wine, then perhaps that statement should be meaningless. Therefore again, kamash malon. Therefore, Rabbo said, we see that we need the first two cases. What we've established is, I need the case of figs, and I need the case of meat. Because had the Mishnah only stated one of those cases, I would not have assumed that Beis Shammai would hold his shita that the nazirus is valid about the other from that case. Therefore, again, I will say, when you can't learn one thing out from the other, the Mishnah feels compelled to state both of them explicitly. All right. So the Gemara goes weiter. V'i itmar hanitarti, and if it would have just said these two, I will say these two refer to, if it would have said the case of harini nazir min agrogros, I am a nazir from the figs, and I am a nazir from the meat, had it just said those two cases, I would have said, Hani du ka'amri Beis Shammai. Those are the cases in which Beis Shammai says that if you make this formulation, you are a bona fide nazir. Aval deles, ema modu lehu lebeisilo. But Rabosa, in the case of the door, remember, what's the case of the door? A guy says, Hareini nazira im niftachani. Right? I am a nazir. The door said to me that I am a nazir if it opens, which Rabosa sounds like what a person is saying is, I am a nazir if the door opens. What does that have to do with nazirus at all? Had that case not been stated explicitly in the Mishnah, I would have assumed that Beis Shammai would agree with Beis Hillel that a case like that does not trigger a neder nazirus. Hani hu da kamri Beis Shammai about deles ema moda lehula Beis Hillel. I would have thought that in the case of the door, their moda, they agree to Beis Hillel. V'i tana deles, and if it would have just said the case of the door, I would have said baha ka'amri Beis Hillel. That's the case where Beis Hillel disagrees with Beis Shammai and says that if you say if the door opens, I'll become a nazir. So that has nothing to do with nazirus. So that's where Beis Hillel disagrees with Beis Shammai and says that that statement does not formulate or does not trigger an nazirus. However, avabahach tarti ema modi lehula Beis Shammai. But again, Rabbi said in the previous two cases, what are the previous two cases? I'm a nazir from the figs, or I'm a nazir from the meat. I would have said in those cases, perhaps Beis Hillel does agree with Beis Shammai. Therefore, again, the Gemara says, Kamash Malon Dulo. So we'll say, so what's the take-home message? The take-home message is you need all three cases. So remember again, now even though we're only working with one principle. What's the principle? The principle is that when a person makes a neder nazirus and links that neder nazirus to something that at first glance has nothing to do with the nazirus, whether it's figs or whether it's meat or whether it's doors, Beis Shammai says a person is a nazir. The fact that he says, Hareini nazir, that by itself triggers an adin nazirus. And the truth is, we don't even have to think about the rest of the statement. According to Beis Hillel, in such a case like that, where he qualified Hareini Nazir with some statement that has nothing to do with Nazirus, Beis Hillel says that a person is not a Nazir. And now what we have successfully demonstrated is, even though all three of these cases, figs, meat, and door, or all illustrate that same machlokes, that same dispute, nevertheless, all three cases are necessary because each one is unique in its singular fashion. And therefore, had I just stated either one or two of them, the third one would not have been apparent. Therefore, all three must be stated explicitly. Amar Rava. So we'll say, so remember, what we've done so far is Rami Bar Chama has interpreted the Mishnah for us. Because remember, again, the Mishnah does not read normally. Because, again, the Mishnah makes it sound like the cow is talking. Obviously, the cow is not talking. So therefore, Rava says, no, Rami Bar Chama says, the case is where I'm kind of speaking on behalf of the cow, so to speak. And I see that cow lounging around, and I say, wow, that cow is probably saying to itself, I'm never going to be able to get up by myself. And therefore, I am a nazir, min habasar, I'm a nazir from the meat, if the cow gets up by itself. And what's the case of the Mishnah? The cow got up by itself. The cow got up by itself. So what happens now? So Beis Shammai says, I'm a nazir from meat, that means I'm a nazir. Regular nazir. Beis Hillel, such a statement, absolutely meaningless. So comes along Rava, and Rava asks, and Rami Bar Chama, he says, I'm a Rava, mi katani im amda me'elel. So Rami Bar Chama, it's a very nice pshat. There's only one problem, which is the Mishnah doesn't say amda me'elel. The Mishnah does not say that the cow got up by itself. Meaning Rami Bar Chama's whole case explanation is predicated on this idea that the cow is laying down. I make a neder that I'm a nazir from the basar if the cow gets up by itself. The cow gets up by itself. Now the shaila is, what's the impact of my neder? So Rava says, only one problem. Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah doesn't mention that the cow got up by itself. So how can you say that's the pshat? So the Gemara says, Elo Amar Rava. Therefore, Rava suggests another understanding of the Mishnah. Listen to this. Kigon shaisa par revutz lefanav. Listen to this. The cow was laying down in front of me. Va'amar hare alai karban. And what happens? And I say, I will bring a karban. I will bring a karban if this animal stands up by itself. I say, let me take that back. Va'amar hare alai karban. I will go ahead and bring a karban if the animal stands up. If the animal stands up. Okay. So I will say, take a look at the rush for just a moment. Left hand side, it's at least in my Gemara, it's six lines up from the bottom of the rush. Kegon shahaisa par revutz lefana va'amar lefana va'amar hari alai karban va'achi perusha demasnisin svura parashini cholalamot v'tovet lidar shimtamot bein me'eleha bein ayyadi achirim shetikonis la'azara v'yakrivuha lekarban nazir. I will say, so this is very interesting. So now what's happening over here? So the case according to Rava is that Lamaisa, the cow, was lounging in front of me, and I say to myself, that cow is probably saying to itself, it'll never be able to stand up. So I make an edda that if the cow stands up, I will bring it for a karban nazir. Now Bose says the Rush, Va'afa pi she'ein lo she'ein mevik para le karban chova. Now Bose, excuse me, here's what's interesting. Cows are not brought for obligatory offerings, and cows are not brought certainly for Nazirite vows. Mikomakum hayurigilin lahavi yom tagal chasan karbanos nedava ola ushlamim. There's a very interesting practice which we'll discuss in the Gemara, that on the day that a Nazir would bring his concluding sacrifices, they often would bring karbanos nedava, gift offerings. And those gift offerings, those nedava karbanos could come from cows. He says, "Shkidichsev milvada sher tasig yado kafi nidro, v'mashlim devareha va'omer hareya lai karban nazir." So we'll say, listen to this. So therefore, Rava is giving another suggestion, and Rava says, "What's the case? The case is where the cow is laying down in front of me, and I make a neder. What's my neder? If it stands up, if the cow stands up, then hareini nazir min habasar. And the way Rava understands hareini nazir min habasar means, I agree to bring this animal as a karban when I finish my neder nazirus. So says the Gemara, bishlam apara bas karban. That's fine. Okay, I can buy that explanation. In the first case of the Mishnah, ela deles bas karbani, Rosh has only one problem, which is what? The Mishnah states two cases. One of Harini Nazir min HaBasar, and one of Harini Nazir min HaDeles, right? I'm a Nazir from the door. So the Karban explanation works well for the cow case, doesn't work well for the door case. So what do you do? And Rabbi said, we're assuming that the door and the cow case are kind of one in the same. To which the Gemara says, Ella Amar Rabba, what's the case? Kegon Shahai Separ Revutz Lefanav. So if it's like this, the case is where the cow was laying down in front of me, Amud Beis, the Amar Hareini Nazir Miyayin Im Lo Amda. Rabbi said, so now this is becoming more normal by the moment. So the cow is laying down in front of me. I'm saying to myself, that cow is the pasha, the laziest cow I've ever seen in my life. There is no way that cow is ever going to stand up. And I say, I'm so sure the cow is never going to stand up that what? I hereby make a neder that I will become a nazir min ayayin. So I say, so first of all, the good news is somebody is finally using a normal formulation for nazirus. Right? It's really not complicated, people. Right? Come on, let's go. You're going to be a nazir. Just say it normally. So the guy says, this cow is never going to stand up. And if it does stand up, I am a nazir from wine. And what happens? Sure enough, va'amda me'eleha. And I will say, what happens? The cow stands up by itself. Now, the important part that Gemara is going to stress over here is that it's getting up by itself. So remember again, I said, hareini nazir me'eleha, I will be a nazir from wine, im lo amda, if the cow does not stand up. And then the cow stands up by itself. So what's the machlokes? Beshamai savri turfe dehai gavra mishum ukma biyadei hu vaha lo ukma. Supposed to listen to this. So Beshamai says, I'm sorry, I actually said it wrong. Va'amar hareini nazir miyayin im lo amda. I said the case wrong. The case over here is where the person is saying, I am a nazir if the animal does not stand up. So therefore, again, if the animal remains lying down, then I'll be a nazir. So the mashmalos is what? If the animal stands up, then what's Rabbos saying? Then what? Then I'm not a nazir. So what's the case? The case is where the animal then gets up by itself. So remember, what did Beis Shammai say in the Mishnah? Beis Shammai says that such a person is a nazir. Why is such a person a nazir? After all, again, the animal stood up. Listen to this. So Beis Shammai savri, Beis Shammai says, turfei dehai gavra, mishum ukma biyadei. So Beis Shammai was saying, really, what this individual was saying was what? Not just that the cow will get up, but if I lift the cow up with my own hands, meaning turfei dehai gavra means the essence of his speech was about mishum ukma biyadei, was about lifting up the cow with his own hands, v'ha lo ukma, and he did not lift up the cow. In other words, both sides. The way Beis Shammai understands the statement is the following. My cow is pashat, a lazy bum. And what happens? It's laying there on the ground. So I say to myself, I will be a nazir if this cow never stands up. Or if this cow does not stand up now. So the way Beis Shammai understands that statement is, when I say cow standing up, I'm referring to what? Me helping the cow stand up. So essentially, the way Beis Shammai understands that statement is, if I help the cow stand up, then I will not be a nazir from wine. The inference from that, of course, is if I do not help the cow stand up, then I will be a nazir. What's the case? The case is where the cow stood up by itself. So the question now is, the cow stood up by itself, what's the impact of the cow standing up on my neder? To which Beis Shammai says, there is no impact on your neder. You're still a nazir. Why am I still a nazir? Because lemaiso, when I said if the cow stands up, what I meant is, if I stand the cow up, but because I did not stand the cow up, but instead what? The cow stood up by itself. Therefore, again, the neder nezirus is still in effect. Beis Hillel says, Mishum derevihu vaha kamta. Beis Hillel says, no, who cares how the cow stands up? You made a neder, and your neder was linked to what? To the cow laying down. Now, meaning your neder was, if the cow remains laying down, I will be a nazir from wine. And Beis Hillel says, the simple understanding of that neder is that if the cow stands up, I am no longer a nazir, from wine. And therefore Beis Hillel says, who cares if the cow gets up because of me or the cow gets up by itself on its own? So we'll say, so lemaisa, again, the way Rav is explaining the machlokas is quite interesting. Okay, again, so one more time. The cow is laying down in front of me and I make a very simple neder. I say that if this cow does not stand up, hareini nazir min hayayin. And I'm a nazir from wine. And then what happens? The cow gets up on its own. So what's the status of the neder? So we'll say, let's work backwards. Beis Hillel will say he's not a nazir. Why? Because the cow got up. Cow got up. He linked his nazirus to the cow laying down. Cow got up, and therefore again, Lamaise says he's not a nazir. Beis Shammai says, no, his intention was not just that the cow would get up. His neder was linked to him helping the cow get up. That's the essence of his words. He's saying, if I don't get this cow up, I'll be a nazir. He didn't help the cow get up. The cow got up by itself. Therefore, what according to Beis Shammai, the neder nazirus is still in effect. So the Gemara says, ihachi, okay. Ema seifa. Look at the seifa of the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Af kisha amru Beis Shammai lo amru ella ba omer hare alai karban. So remember, so if that's the case, if that's the interpretation you would like to advance, well, look at the end of the Mishnah. So we'll say, what did the seifa of the Mishnah say? The seifa quoted Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda said, even when Beis Shammai said that a person is a nazir, they only said it in a case of hare hein alai karban, that this animal should be a karban unto me. So we'll say, so what does that mean? So Rashi points out over here, para zute karban alai im hi omedes. So we'll say, if you're telling me now that when Rabbi Huda said of the Mishnah that this para should be a karban unto me, if it stands up, para mi kamatves ba midi, ultimately, again, is anything really changing in the status of the cow? In other words, again, Rashi points out, Aliba de Ravahu, lo omer es apara, ella es, lo osir es apara, ella es ayan. I will say, now, okay, let me bring this together. So the way Rava is explaining this case is like this, that when I say, hareini nazir min habasar, the way Rava understands that statement is how the cow is laying down in front of me. I say, if the cow does not stand up, I am a nazir from wine, right? The neder is a neder nazirus about wine. And therefore, the animal ends up standing up by itself. Machlokes b'sham b'silel. So b'silel says, I'm no longer a nazir because, or I should say, the nazirus is no longer valid because the animal stood up. B'sham b'silel says, no, the nazirus is valid. Why? Because the animal stood up by itself. Whereas the neder was about me going ahead and standing the animal up. Fine. Rabbi Yehuda came along at the end of the Mishnah, and what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda said that no, the case over here is where he said, Hare alai karban, that this animal will be a karban. So to which the Gemara now asks, Para kimat v'samidi, I don't understand. The way Rav is setting up the Gemara is that in fact, this has nothing to do with the status of the animal. This is all about what Rav say, a regular neder nazirus. Remember when Rabbi Yehuda says that the par is going to be a karban, that has nothing to do with Shitas Rava. Shitas Rava is that a person is making a bona fide neder nazirus of hareini nazir min hayayin. So why does Rabbi Yehuda add in at the end of the Mishnah that even according to Beis Shammai, we're only talking about a case where a person said that the animal should be a karban to me? We're not changing the status of the animal. According to Rava, all we're doing is what? We're using the animal's actions as a way of indicating, or I should say, as a t'nai for the neder nazirus. To which the Gemara says, Ella kegon de amar hareini nazir mibisara imlo amda. Sefer Bosei, Rava again changes his shita and says, what's the case? The case is where I say, I will be a nazir from the meat of this animal if it does not stand up. So we'll say, the good thing is the cow piece is constant. So my cow is laying down in front of me. I say to myself, that cow is never going to stand up. So I make a neder. And what's the neder? I will be a nazir from the meat of the cow if the cow does not stand up. And amazingly enough, what occurs? The cow stands up, but again, by itself. Beis Shammai Savri. So Beis Shammai says, Torfei dahu gavra mishum uk biyadehu v'halo ukma. So Rav Osei Beis Shammai says that lamaisa, the essence of this person's words when he says if the animal stands up is referring to what? Is referring to him standing the animal up himself. So therefore lamaisa, again, what he's really saying is, if I stand this animal up, then lamaisa, again, the neder should not be valid. But at the end of the day, he did not stand the animal up. The animal stood up by itself. Therefore, what? Therefore, according to Beis Shammai, the neder works, and therefore, again, he is literally a nazir. He's literally a nazir. Rebbe Silas says no. Torfei dehaigavra mishum derevia. The entire essence of the statement was linked to the animal standing up. Meaning, both say, "I'm making a neder," and the neder is, "I am a nazir from this buster, from this meat." If the animal does not stand up, and what? The animal did stand up. It doesn't matter if the animal stood up by itself or the animal stood up because I helped it up. The animal stood up. So because the animal stood up, therefore again, my neder nezirus, so to speak, is not chal. So the Gemara says, Now one second. The way you're explaining it now is what you're telling me is like this. So okay. Let's take a deep breath here for just a moment. So again, according to the current explanation of the Mishnah, the case of the Mishnah is like this. My cow is laying down in front of me, and I say to myself, essentially, there's no way that cow is ever getting up. That's the laziest cow I've ever seen. So I say, if the cow stands up, right, Hareini, or I should say differently, Hareini Nazir Mibsara, Im lo amda. I am hereby a nazir from the meat of the cow, whatever that statement means, if the animal does not stand up. And amazingly enough, what happens? The animal stands up. So Beis Shammai says, by itself. So Beis Shammai says, your neder is still in effect. Meaning for neder purposes, it's as if the animal is still lying down. Why? Because when you made that neder about the animal standing up, your intention was if you help the animal up, then the neder would no longer be in effect. And what happened? You didn't help the animal up. The animal stood up by itself. Therefore, your neder nezirus is still in effect. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, says, no, your neder is linked to what? The animal standing up. Doesn't matter if the animal stands up by itself or not. Therefore, since the animal did stand up, your neder nezirus is no longer in effect. To which the Gemara says, so what you're telling me is that the reason, according to Beis Hillel, that the neder nezirus is not in effect is why? Because the animal stood up. So what you're telling me is, Beis Hillel Savri, Ilo Kam Tavi Nazir. So are you telling me now that according to Beis Hillel, if the animal remains lying down, that a person is in fact a Nazir? V'ha Amri Mibisara Lo Havi Nazir. But one second, Beis Hillel Shita is what Rabbi say, that if a person makes any of these statements, like Hareini Nazir Mina Grogros, Hareini Nazir Mibisara, that's what? That it's invalid. You hear the kasha? You're making it sound like, according to Beis Hillel, the reason why he's not a nazir is because the animal stood up, right? And therefore, again, the Tanai has been violated. The inference would be that if the animal remains laying down, even Beis Hillel would agree that, in fact, a person is a nazir. But that's not true. Beis Hillel holds in all cases, this will not be a valid neder nezirus. Why? Because Beis Hillel is of the opinion that whenever you say Hareini nazir, and then you add in a modifying phrase, if that modifying phrase has nothing to do with nezirus, then the nezirus is invalid. So that's why Beis Hillel holds, if you say Hareini nazir, I'm not going to eat figs, or Hareini nazir if the door opens, or Hareini nazir from this meat, such a statement is absolutely invalid. To which the Gemara says, you're right. So the Gemara says, "L'taimayu de Beis Shammai k'amri." In reality, Beis Hillel is responding back to Beis Shammai. How are they responding? Listen to this. Lididan, Beis Hillel says like this. You know, Beis Shammai, according to us, afilu lo kamt nami lo havi nazir. The truth is, even if the animal does not get up, Beis Hillel says, we hold, the animal's not a nazir. And according to us, such a formulation is blatantly invalid. Okay. However, lididachu da'amri so havi nazir. But you, Beis Shammai, who holds that such a formulation can trigger a valid neder nezirus, odu lon mihas, at least admit to us, Beis Hillel, the torfei dehadin gavra mishum derivia vahakamt. At least admit that what? That the essence of the formulation is really rooted in the animal getting up. However the animal gets up, where the animal gets up by itself or with human assistance. So Moshe, see what's happening over here? So Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, look, the truth is, this is not even our fight, because we hold in all cases, this nezirus is not valid, because the formulation itself is fundamentally flawed, because you link the neder nezirus to meat, which has nothing to do with nezirus. But Beis Shammai at least agree with us, that in this case, Moshe, remember, what's the case? The case is where the guy is saying, Hareini nazir min ayayin, I am going to be a nazir from the wine. right? Or again, or I'm a nazir from, I should say it differently. I am a nazir from the basar. If the animal does not get up, and then the animal gets up by itself. So Beis Hillel says the Beis Shammai at least admit to us that in a case where the animal gets up by itself, that the Nazirus is no longer valid, because now the animal has stood up. Because he linked his neder to the animal laying down, and the animal has gotten up. Granted, the animal got up by itself, but still a Maisa. Again, he should no longer be a Nazir. Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, sorry, we don't agree with you even in that case, because lav tarfe dehai gavra mishum ukma biyadehu v'hala ukma. Because it was like in Beis Shammai's view, the entire essence of this neder was what? When the guy says, harini nazir min abasar, I will be a nazir from this meat, if the animal does not get up, what he really means is what? If I don't lift the animal up. But if I go ahead and the animal gets up by itself, then the neder ultimately, again, is still in effect. So therefore, we end off over here with a fundamental machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And I will say again, remember, this all comes down to a machlokis as to what the perceived intent of the vower is in this particular case. So the mice, again, Abosa, you see over here that first of all, we establish a number of very important principles from this Mishnah. But so you have to understand something, that this, even though again, the Gemara, the truth is, from a halachic perspective, we don't really end off with anything additional than what we had yesterday from the Rambam. But from a framework perspective, we end off again with some very important information. First of all, we understand why all three cases are necessary. The gross case from yesterday, the Basar case, as well as the Delis case. All three of those cases are necessary because each of them produce some type of novelty. And again, we also learn Shitas Beis Hillel is pretty ironclad. Shitas Beis Hillel is that whenever you link your neder Nazirus, ultimately again, to something that has nothing to do with Nazirus, whether it's figs, whether it's meat, or whether it's doors, each of those cases possessing its own unique novelty, that Lamais, again, the neder Nazirus is not valid. Shitas Beis Shammai, interestingly enough, is that such a neder Nazirus can still be valid. The fundamental machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Para case is how you understand the word im omedes. The way Beis Shammai understands that to mean is that the neder that the guy is making is hareini nazir min habasar, which you must remember. So Beis Hillel says, as soon as they hear that, Beis Hillel says, we're out, right? As soon as I hear hareini nazir min habasar, done, meaning there is no neder nazirus. Such a formulation is profoundly flawed. Okay, so Beis Hillel says we're out. Beis Shammai says we're not, because we actually believe that such a formulation could still trigger a valid neder nazirus. The question now is, he says, I am a nazir from the basar if the animal stands up, imomedes. So the shaila now is, according to Beis Shammai, what that means. So now, the machlokas Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, so interestingly enough, Beis Hillel is still a party to this machlokas, even though he holds it's not going to be a valid neder nazirus at all. He's in it, the machlokas in terms of formulating, what does imomedes mean? So according to Beis Hillel, imomedes means that the animal gets up, however it gets up. According to Beis Shammai, im omedes means what, Rabosai? What it really means is, if I help the animal get up. So what the guy is saying is like this, I am a nazir from the basar if the animal gets up. The way Beis Shammai interprets that statement is, I am a nazir from the basar, according to the Mishnah, if the animal does not get up. So let's say the animal gets up by itself. So according to Beis Hillel, that the animal got up. So because the animal got up, I'm no longer a nazir. According to Beis Shammai, when I say I am a nazir if the animal remains laying down, so what that means is if I get the animal up, then lemaisa again the neder will be void. But if the animal gets up by itself, then according to Beis Shammai, the neder nazirus will still remain in effect. So we end off with this fundamental machlokes to Beis Shammai. So, but again, I can't stress enough, interestingly enough, the machlokes is not in the halacha. Because remember, again, Beis Shammai already said, we're out. As soon as you say, harini nazir min abasar, we already say, I'm sorry, thank you. As soon as Beis Hillel says, according to Beis Hillel, as soon as you say, harini nazir min abasar, we're done. There's nothing more to speak about. But we'll remain in it to really have a dispute regarding the semantics of his wording. That when he says im omedes, does omedes just mean get up in any way? Or does omedes mean dafka where the owner gets it up? Beis Shammai says dafka where the owner gets it up. Beis Hillel says any type of getting up. Right, so we'll stop over here. Mir Tzachon will pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow.